of time that's addressed to Roger Grammer, our senior pastor. But tonight, seeing how this is a youth service, our youth pastor, Roger Grammer.
It's good to be out to God's house. And in the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, is what we'll be reading from tonight. The book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. And I appreciate our young people and for what they stand for, the testimony that they have. And a few services back, and even at when we was over at Olive Branch, Larry, not too long ago, back in the winter, the testimonies that they had, when I see them get up here and sing, my thoughts go back to their words. And Brother Ron, it inspires me that we've got a great bunch of kids. And I probably know better kids in the country than what we've got right here. And we ought to help them, support them, do anything that we can to assist in their life, building upon Jesus Christ. In this life, we all look for blessings, do we not? There's not a one of us that doesn't want a blessing from God. And many folks often hear us talk about heaven and how heaven's going to fix everything and how heaven will not have to worry about all the things that we have to worry about when we're here. But the Bible teaches us that not just while we're here in this present life, but there are blessings waiting for us on the other side. And tonight I'd like to preach for a few minutes of time about those blessings that's awaiting on us. And book of Revelation's in the 21st chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's word tonight. He says in his word, and I'll start with the first chapter, or first verse of this 21st chapter. He says, "And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for the words are true and faithful. Then he goes on to say, And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Stop reading there, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And tonight I want to talk about these blessings that we've got. Many of you raised your hands or said amen when I asked you if you like blessings in this life. God is a God that just keeps blessing his people over and over and over again. Think about in your own natural life all the blessings that God has given to you before you got saved and since you got saved. And you know, And we're, our life is much like Moses. Moses' life was divided into three parts. The first 40 years he spent in Pharaoh's house. The second 40 years he spent in the wilderness. And the last 40 years he spent leading the children of Israel out from underneath bondage. Our lives is divided similarly in that we have our life before Christ, before we got saved. We have our life after we got saved. And if you know the Lord as your Savior, since you have that first part and that second part, we have a third part. And that is the part that we're going to have our blessings when we get to heaven above. And he said that John saw that holy city, Jerusalem, coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. And many folks said, well, that means that we're going to a wedding. And I have fallen out with that part. Because if there has not been a wedding, then that means every one of us are illegitimate children, that we've been born out of wedlock. The wedding has already taken place, but what we're going to is the wedding feast. to where we'll all be there together, Brother Ron, and be able to enjoy. And people might question and say, well, what is it we get to eat when we get there? The Bible doesn't say, but as long as we're there, Brother Ott, it doesn't matter what they bring out. As long as I'm there, it's going to be a blessing just to be able to walk in to the streets of glory and be able to share in all that He has prepared for us. But the greatest blessing is found in verse 3 when He said that He will be with us. God Himself will be with us and be our God. And we shall be His people. The greatest blessing is knowing that we made it. They used to sing a song that said, the cross carrier sing it, and said, I know how I made it. I made it by God's amazing grace. Amen. The blessing that will be there forever in front of us to see how we made it. Can I put this in before I move on? In years past, people have talked to me, and I've heard others in conversations that will say that when we get to heaven, we'll all be able to sit around and tell the stories about how we went through this life and how we went through all the troubles and trials. First of all, heaven would not be heaven if we had remembrance of the former world and all the problems that we had. Second of all, there's not a thing that you and I have to brag upon. The only thing that we've got to brag upon is the Lamb and the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross that washed away our sins. And how did we make it? That old song says it. Some made it through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. What a blessing it is to have the blood applied to your life this evening. And look at this when He says this tonight about these blessings that we have here in this 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, when He says that, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Today, this was up on my heart, and I even made mention of it in the message this morning that, you know, that many times when we begin to think about all the things that we've cried about, and most of the world is not like us. And I say that because most of the time my tears are tears of joy. There are times that we have tears of sorrow, but most of the time they're tears of joy. But the world has a lot of tears of sorrow that they have in their life because they don't have anybody they can go to when trouble comes. They don't have anybody that can help them when trouble comes. But the Bible says that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. I've heard others say in years past that when we get to heaven, there'll be no crying there. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says when we do cry that God will wipe away our tears from our eyes. I don't know about you, but if we spend the first million years around the throne of God praising Him for what He has done, Ron Ball, I'm sure there's going to be some tears that's going to be shed over there. There'll not be tears of sorrow, but there'll be tears of joy, knowing that we made it to that great place instead of dying and going to hell. Is anybody excited that you didn't have to die and go to hell? You know, that ought to make a Baptist church want to rejoice on a Sunday night in knowing that we don't have to worry about dying and going to that awful place. He said that the blessing that He has here in His Word is that God will be in the midst of us. He will be our God, and He shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Let me be like the woman. I thought about it as I was driving to church tonight. You remember the woman that come? And she washed the feet of Jesus with the tears from her eyes. You Bible readers remember that story? I thought, wouldn't that be something, Sister Evelyn, when we get there, if we all could just sit around the throne of God, praising Him and worshiping Him, and let the tears fall. Because they're not tears of sorrow, they're tears of joy. Knowing that He is the God who saved our dying soul tonight. And He said that He will wipe away all tears from our eyes. And you say, well, how do you know all of those will be tears of joy and not tears of sadness? Because read on, He says that there shall be no more sorrow there. No more sorrow to bring a tear to our eyes. We'll never have to pray another prayer for our children or for our loved ones. We'll never have to worry about a loved one going into eternity lost and undone. We'll never have to worry about death coming and taking, because that's what He said first. He said that there are tears of joy because there's no more death. We'll not have to worry about gathering at a funeral home. I had a lady talk to me today after church, and I need to mention this, I guess, to all of us. And you know, people prepare for death. Some people do. We've got part of our arrangements made, but not all of them. But some people, some of you may even already have your clothes picked out and your coffin picked out and the cemetery plot and all that taken care of. And God bless you for doing that. I just ain't got to that point to where I can. Because many of us don't want to face that reality, but it is common. But the point that she made to me, and she asked me a question, she said, is it all right when I go if my family uses the church for my service? And I said, as far as I know, it is a privilege for our church to be there for any church member or their family at a time of passing, that this church is open for them to use. And I thought as we was driving home, this is about as big as any funeral home that you could go to anyway. So we might as well use it. And we all, when you get the call that I'm gone, you won't find me over there at a funeral home somewhere. You won't. My body be left behind, but I don't want Becky and the kids to take me to no funeral home. I want them to take me to the church. You know why? Because this is a place of the living. And this is a place that we've worked and worshiped. And I want the preacher and I want the church to feel at home at the time of the service. But isn't it wonderful that the blessing of no more death we have to worry about? Many of us, our hearts and our minds are pondering upon that and worried about our loved ones and where they're at. But the Bible says there'll be no more death, there'll be no more sorrow, and there'll be no more pain. Many of us today, we ought to be able to rejoice in knowing that those three things is gone from our life for all eternity. But then he said, and he goes on to say that all things are made new. Have you read in the Bible where it says that we get a brand new body? A glorified body. Not just anybody, but a glorified body likened unto the God's body himself. And we'll get a body that will never wear out. If I can go back to the book of Genesis tonight for just a minute. God made Adam and Eve so that they would have a body. They was made in the image of God, was they not? They was given a body. They was given a life that would never expire. Paradise there in the garden was there for them for all eternity. But they knew. They listened to the serpent. And because of that, they fell. Had they not eaten of that fruit, I believe with all my heart, and I don't want to argue about the Bible or discuss about that or offend anybody, but if they had not eaten of that, they'd still be living in the garden today. But once they ate of the fruit, God put flaming swords turning every which way to keep them from going back into the garden once He cast them out. It was protection. So they couldn't get back in. But people say, well, why didn't God let them back in? Because they fell by their own device. And people say, well, what about the serpent? Folks, the devil can make us do nothing that we don't want to do. Nothing. So God, we're going to get a glorified body. How many of you have aches and pains in this body? And the older we get, the worse they get. I was talking with some of the sisters before church tonight. And they're telling me how that, if I could just say that like this, everything they got hurts. I heard a singer, not to be comical tonight, but I heard a singer, he was testifying, he was talking about people getting a glorified body. And he said, I look at some of y'all and you need it. We all need it. Isn't it a blessing that we want to worry about this body? But we're going to get a brand new one when He comes in the clouds of glory. We'll get a blessing of a brand new body that will never decay or never wear out. We'll never have to worry about a sickness. I need to put this in, then I'll move on. So I wasn't going to preach long tonight. I've heard of many folks talk about and preachers preach about how that when we get to heaven, when we get there, and if we was to get a sickness or a disease, if a cancer of the body comes upon us when we get there, we'll just go down to the tree of life and grab some leaves off of it and rub it on that sickness and it'll disappear. That's foolishness sent straight from the devil. No such thing as sickness there. Is that not what he said? No more death, no more sorrow, no more pain. For all the former things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Everything we'll get when we get there is brand new. I'm not getting somebody else's coat. I'm not getting somebody else's crown. I've got my own, thank God. And you have the blessing of yours as well. And some folks might say in a Baptist church, you guys believe in a robe and a crown? The Bible tells us that we have a robe and a crown. And I always like to, I don't like to leave you there because some of you might get your feelings hurt when I start talking about a crown. Many people wonder about what size their crown is and how many jewels will be in it and all that. It doesn't matter because you're not going to wear it long anyway. The Bible says we'll all take our crowns and lay them at the feet of the one who is worthy to be praised. And it's not you and I, it's Him who died upon the cross that made it so that we could have life tonight. He says that all things will be made new. And then He also says it like this in His Word. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Some folks might ask me, Roger, what kind of a blessing is all things? I don't know. But I'm anxious to find out. Anybody ever, or how many of you remember when you was a child and you'd go around at Christmas time and you see all the presents under the trees and you get so excited about opening those presents you couldn't hardly wait because you didn't know what was in them. You had thoughts of what might be in them, but you didn't know for sure what was in those presents. To me, that's what heaven is. It's got all kinds of blessings waiting on us. I don't know what all's waiting there. But I know that God is there. I know that Jesus Christ is there. And I even know this tonight. Over in the 7th chapter it says this. And I preached here several years ago. We had a group of singers and I preached in that message I talked about this, I should say, that many folks worry about only 144,000 that's going to make it to heaven. That's not what God said. He said the elders of 144,000. And what He goes on to say, and I looked at this, and I brought this message or this verse up, and the woman and the singers come up to me after the service and said, I'm glad you brought that up because our church believes and preaches about the 144,000, and I was worried about who could make it and who's not going to make it. Let me tell you what the Word of God says. Here's a blessing. It says, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude of which no man could number, of all nations, all kindreds, and all peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with their white robes and palms in their hands. Can I go back and interject a word there? When He says, of all people, all nations, and kindreds, and peoples and tongues, can I put this in? All denominations. People say, you're supposed to be Baptist and only preach. We had a preacher that come to New Haven several years ago. I'll never forget it, I guess, as long as I'm in my right mind. And Billy, he got up on a Sunday morning and he preached over the airwaves because then it was a broadcast that was taken. And he preached a broadcast that only Baptists are going to heaven. You could have heard a pin drop. His preaching was good until he said that. If only Baptists are going to heaven, we're in bad shape. And I say that because of this. Folks, we have brothers and sisters of many different denominations who know God as good as we know God. And who know how to worship God in spirit and in truth. And he said that the question was asked, who are these arrayed in white robes and whence they come? And he said, you know, sir, thou knowest. And he said to him, these are they which have come through great tribulation and have had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. You talking about a blessing. How many of you got loved ones over there on the other side? Let me preach for a few minutes of time. The greatest blessing is I get to see God. Second in order is I get to see the Lamb who made it all possible that I could have life and have it abundantly. But you know what the third probably greatest blessing is? Is I'll get to see my loved ones that's outstripped me and gone on. And the people say, well, how will you know them if there's a great multitude? How will you know them in all the midst? The Bible says another blessing is for us that we shall be known as we are known. Don't look for this face. Don't look for this voice. Don't look for this body. And don't even look for this name. People say, well, how will I know you? Bible says we have a brand new name written down on a white stone. Am I not preaching the truth? But when we get there, I believe I'll know everyone there. Just like I'll know the song that we're going to sing. Does anybody know what song we're going to sing when we get there? Let me tell you. I don't know what it is, but when we walk in, we'll know the lyrics. And you know how good it's going to sound? So good that the angels are going to have to hush their singing. And stand back in awe, listening to God's children. Standing there and singing that brand new song. Folks, you're talking about a time. Don't you want to go? The blessings that we got waiting over there is more than what I can describe to you. He said that we will inherit all things. My dad, when he leaves, won't leave me much. In fact, the only thing I'm expected to be left is a promise that I can meet him again on the other side. And I've already got that. But folks, I've got an inheritance coming. How many of you tonight have got a big inheritance coming? Some of you not sure. Let me tell you what kind of inheritance we got. Everything that's in heaven is ours. It's yours, Larry Jones. It's all of ours. Every one of us. We're going to inherit all things. Here we may scratch just to get by. But can you fathom the idea that when we get to heaven, everything that's there will be mine? And there won't be a jealous bone in my body because it's mine, but it's yours. It's all of ours together. I told you, the church a few weeks ago about a man who down the road from us that several miles down the road from us that passed away. And when he passed away, he's worth several millions of dollars. Left behind four kids. He was not even at the funeral home yet, and the kids were already fighting over what he left behind. Let me tell you, you are my brothers and sisters, but there'll be no fighting over our inheritance. Because we all got equal share in all that heaven has. And he said it like this. We shall inherit all things. And God said, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. How many of you tonight know that you are a child of the living God? We've got blessings here. And if I can bring this message to a close with this point right here. Everything we've got here does not even compare with what we've got waiting for us. Think about, other than salvation, the greatest blessings that God has given to you. And as you think about it, it's hard for us to bring those to remembrance. I know he's given us our families. He's given us our church. He's given us each other. And these are great blessings, Brother Ivan. But these things do not even compare to the blessings we've got waiting for us. Years ago, I began preaching like this, and I want to close with this thought here. If I could go to heaven and just stand at the door and welcome everybody in, what a blessing that would be. Can you imagine seeing somebody come through the door, running and shouting and praising God? Just to be able to, when I'm here and I see you get blessed, it blesses me to where my cup overflows. But could you be there? Wouldn't you like to be there and be able to see those that struggled in this life? They used to sing a song. It talked about, now I saw a blind man walking down the road. He couldn't see as others did. But you know what? There'll be no blind people in heaven. That song goes on and says, I saw a crippled. But in heaven, there'll be no crippled. That song goes on and tells about many different situations. But every situation we can think about, no matter how bad it is in this life, heaven is going to fix it to where you'll not have to worry about those things anymore. You'll have a brand new body. And even those that left this life in the best of health went suddenly. Becky had a song that was playing while we was on the way over here tonight. One of the worst things you could have in this life is to have everything here and nothing over there. I would rather have nothing here and everything there. People say, well, why would you want to wait out there in the future to have anything at all? Because you see, our lives are quickly passing by. Quickly passing by. Just yesterday, I believe it was, the men was talking. Some of them was talking about they was working, and they was talking about how fast the years and the days have gone by. And they've gone by fast for all of us. And they're not slowing down any. But if you lived in this life to be 100 years old, that would be a great blessing. But if you lived here 100 and you died without God, what is 100 years compared to eternity? There's no comparison. Eternity. I don't even know how to begin to describe eternity. All I know is that day will begin and it will never end. Does not the Bible say that with God, 1,000 years is as one day? Can you imagine that? This world has only been in existence for about 7 days on God's timetable. In your and my timetable, it's been a long time. People have come and gone, but God is still there. Heaven has more blessings for each and every one of us than we could ever expect or that we could even hope for in this life. We can't even begin. We could not enjoy, we could not even comprehend all the things, all the blessings that God has over there in this life. Heaven has blessings galore for all of us. And how many of you like to eat and drink? This morning I talked about fasting. Tonight I'll talk about eating and drinking. When we get there, the Bible says that we shall have part of that great supper. People say, well, what's going to be served? I don't know. But Jesus told His apostles when He was here, He said, I'll not eat nor drink again until in that new city, until I'm in my new home. And I know one thing, wherever He's at, it will be heaven for me. Amen. It will be heaven for you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it'd be a terrible thing for you to miss out on the greatest blessings that there are. God is good here, is He not? I better ask that again. God is good here in this life, is He not?
Amen.
But can you imagine what's waiting for us on the other side, to where we'll not have to worry about all these things that we worry about? How many of you spend your days worrying? And we spend our days sorrowing. We spend our days in tears because of events or conditions. But there'll be none of those things once we say goodbye to this world and we move on home to be with the Lord. Robin Sharon, give us a song. And you know what a song that would be fitting for this message tonight? Is that song they sing, What a Way to Spend Forever. Because we're going to have all things whatsoever that we have need of when we get there. The greatest blessings that there is to see God. To see His Son, Jesus Christ. Can I put this in? I didn't mean to. I inadvertently left this out. But I want to see He, the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because He has visited with me, Edwina. And He has blessed my heart. I want to see Him. And worship them. Because God is a triune God. Worship them. And then when time allows, I like to get around to see some of the patriarchs of old. I like to see them and worship with them. I like to have time to get around and see my family that's outstripped me and gone on. Some of our family that we didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with in this life, we'll get to spend an eternity with them in that life. But most of all, I look forward to the greatest blessing is being able to bow down at the throne of our Lord and Savior and worshiping Him for all eternity. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song tonight. You've got blessings waiting for you. But as a Sunday school teacher said this morning, if you never come and claim them, folks, they'll not do you any good. But if you'll just ask the Lord for your blessings. Does anybody need a blessing tonight? You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to be blessed. You can be blessed in this life. Some of you tonight that need a blessing from God, you may not even know what you need. There's just a hunger, a thirst in your life that needs to be filled. Why don't you come and ask God to give you that blessing? You know you're going to make it to heaven. You know you're saved. But folks, heaven could be a long way off when you need a blessing right now. Would you take that step? Listen to this.
What a way to spend forever.
Yes. Talk about my blessings, Brother Ron. Word that's about to come. Yes.
We'll never die.
We'll never die.
Never.
Amen. No death there. No pain, no sorrow. Lift up our heads, because we've got the greatest blessings waiting for us.
With friends and loved ones all together.
Yes.
What a way to spend forever.
Why don't you come tonight and ask God for your blessing? If you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, folks, eternity is an awful long time to spend regretting that you never got saved.
Jesus,
yes,
is the light here, for
His glory
shines so bright.
Yes.
Every nation is united.
Listen to that.
Under
there's peace finally.
The tree of life.
Yes. Wonders, Larry Jones.
Wonders.
Yes. Every day we see something new. Every day.
Angels,
yes,
walk right before your eyes.
Look who just went by, Jim.
Abraham.
Yes.
Oh, I see Isaac. It's just another day in paradise.
Amen.
What a way to spend forever.
Isn't that wonderful tonight, church? What a great blessing that is. Something, you know, Jim was talking about the cross carriers, and And I tell you, there's an excitement in my heart whenever it's church time. I feel like David of old when he said, "Happy was I when they said, let us go to the house of worship." Yeah. There's an excitement that's there. And when we have family that comes, like the cross carriers, and we only get to see them every so often, my heart just leaps with joy anticipating the time that we get to be in service with them. But you know what? There's coming a time when we'll be together for all eternity. Yeah. And isn't that something when you think about it? You know, sometimes we'll be in here and we'll say, wasn't that so-and-so that just went by? We'll be in heaven and somebody might, there goes Abraham and there's Isaac. And patriarchs that we've read about, studied about. But you know, when we get there, they're just another child just like you or I. Just another child. I like what the old-time preachers used to say. God is not a respecter of person, and in heaven there'll be no big I's and little U's. We're all His people. All His children. And we're thankful tonight for that. And I was thinking while they were singing that song about what a way to spend forever, I thought about how that not only just those things that we've covered tonight, but Larry, there's a scripture that says, you remember when David sinned against God and against his fellow warrior? And God said unto David, if you would have just asked me, instead of you taking what you saw, if you would have just asked me, I would have given you such and such. You know what else is going to be in heaven? Such and such. I don't know what all it is, but I know this. I'm looking forward to going there. And I'm certainly glad for the blessing that I have in this life, knowing that it's waiting for us when we leave this world. I hope you got something from the Word, from the service tonight. Don't ever think that your blessings end at the grave. That's when the greatest blessings begin. You know, another one of the great blessings of heaven is that old rascal, the devil himself, will not be there to bother us anymore. Amen. He's forever banished. And never have to worry about him. Everybody, I appreciate you tonight. Make sure that you pray and seek God about the needs that have been talked about here tonight. The one about our Wednesday services, our visitation. And if it's another night, it doesn't matter. I think that in these last days in which we live in, that we need to be worshiping the Lord, visiting our sick and shut in, and certainly any time we need to be praying about it, and also pray about these that need help. This ministry, this work that is working, is doing a great work, and we need to be much in prayer for them. May God bless them and just make their barrels to overflow. Give them all that they stand in need of, that they might be able to help others that are less fortunate than you or I this evening. So remember all these. Remember Wednesday night here at the church, and the clothing exchange that's next week, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's this week. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's hard for me to believe it's almost homecoming. And I want to close with this tonight. Thanks to all the men that showed up yesterday and was able to work outside. And it was raining when we got here, but it did stop. And Jim put us outside and worked us like dogs. But we had a good time of fellowship. We was able to get the work done. And we appreciate our brothers in the Lord. May God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Let's go praying and come back praying, expecting great things to happen in the house of the Lord.